Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Yes, it's time for Bosom Selector here on BFM Breakfast. We've got a very special guest on the line, Morena Goldtooth.
Yes, yes, morning all. How are we?
We're good. How are you?
Good, thank you. And I've an uneventful morning in the office this morning, so that's good. This is good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're very excited to have a corridor with you. You've got a pretty new show on BFM.
Yeah.
Bi-weekly on Saturdays, 7 till 9 p.m. is Goldtooth's Goldmine. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to BFM, because you've been a DJ in the scene for a wee while now.
Yep. So radio, I've loved radio. I used to do a lot of, you can probably tell, I'm from London, so I was kind of born and bred there and moved over to New Zealand about 2 years ago now, and kind of did the circuits and the clubs, and I thought, I'm really ready to start, like, kind of venture out of the dance music and start getting back on radio, really, kind of show people the music that I listen to outside of the clubs and the bars. And yeah, and Anika was super lovely and was like, look, if you want to show, BFM's there. I love BFM, you know, so I've been coming onto the arcade show here and there beforehand, and it just gives me that pirate radio feel that I grew up on.
Yeah.
So it's been real sick just to kind of get back into that sort of zone, and yeah, it's been real fun.
Cool. And the show's sounding awesome. You've got some cool stuff going on. I'm really liking these therapy sessions that you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Because you know what? Again, it's like sort of outside of the clubs. As much as the clubs are also like a therapy for a lot of people, like music can be very therapeutic in whichever way it is, you know? Like when I was a metalhead, it was that teenage angst that really came out. And then when I was into like lovers rock, I became a sweet boy, you know, all sorts of ways. It's therapeutic in one way or another. So I kind of love listening or hearing about how artists or creatives are able to use music as therapy. So kind of just asking the question as one, what music has been therapeutic to you? Or if you were to take someone through a therapy session, what three tunes would you play? And we've had some wicked selections. We've had Lady Shaka come through for the first show, and that was real fun. Play some amazing music from all over the globe. We've also had Spider Town Baby, who just released a new single, and her selections were epic as well, you know. So yeah, it's been real cool chatting to people about that, you know, just being able to just sit down and unwind to those tunes. It's been sick.
Awesome. You've chosen a couple of songs for us this morning. I reckon we should have a listen to this London Posse one, and then we'll talk about what we can expect from the show this Saturday. Tell us about this track.
The London Posse tune is, again, it's just one of the tunes that really epitomizes like kind of my growing, like, era of growing up of UK hip hop and just being from London. But, and if you get a chance, look at the album cover, because it's called Gangster Chronicles, right? And the cover is hilarious. It's got London Posse Bites Dentist, and
awesome.
People don't know I actually work as a dentist, so it's just so relevant.
That's awesome. Let's have a listen.
What slimmies?
The ones in electric and I see them, yeah. Cause when I see them, I did a rap.
What? You mean you didn't store?
You know that. I dipped it, but weren't about to dive through our problem.
I'll believe ya. Now watch the heat, we bring fever.
Remember Rap Attack?
I used to mack and stalk people with the backing. And more puffs than the magic dragon.
Why the spliff look like?
Because we put the whole bag in.
I remember there was a slag in my old days of blagging. Enough man to get, but we don't ban a check.
So we skip, find some honey dips and we rock better night spots. Cause that shit jumping 86. 85, 84 or whenever.
I remember Mandy, she used to like leather.
The freak to beat, freak.
Long before Acid, when I used to ride a scooter with a Honda back, man.
And when we go to Tokyo to go,
I was laughing at it. Australia, but Eminem, the Chinese girl is asking me,
how's life in London? And in New York, the talk is always,
how's life in London?
And all my honeys in a hurry ask me,
how's life in London?
What you tell them?
I tell them,
them as I used to stun them. And I used to be in love with that hun Carolina. Her daddy was from Jamaica and her mum come from China. She was shocking, so enough man was jocking to grind her. But she stuck with me, even though I free time. But as a youth, I was already used to jack the cheeks in London.
Oh, it's so fun.
What a banger. That's so slick.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's a real, real fun tune.
It is real fun.
So you've got a show, they're bi-weekly, so you've got a show coming up this weekend. What can you tell us? What can we expect from the show this week?
Do you know, I haven't asked this person yet, but just confidentially, I'm going to get Anika to run the half of the show with me.
Whoa!
Yeah,
so
that's
awesome. It'll be the last place of retreat show, eh? And I'm on straight afterwards, so I might just kidnap Anika for an extra hour and run her through the therapy sessions and the No Skip album as well, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so wouldn't that be
we've
lovely.
Talked about therapy sessions. What's the No Skip album?
The No Skip album essentially is like an album that you'd put on, which would deserve no skips, that you can put the needle on right at the start of the record and let it just run through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, we've all got one.
Go on. Do you have a No Skip album?
Oh.
What's your No Skip album?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Flipped on this interview.
Okay.
You've really put us on the spot here, man.
I think it's got to be Mama's Gun by Erykah Badu.
Ooh, what a wicked selection. Wicked selection.
I think mine's got to be Orbital by Orbital.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't listened to that in so long.
I know, it's old school, amen.
Wow, do you know what? I know what my patients are going to be listening to today, then.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
lucky them.
If I was getting my teeth done and Orbital was on, I'd be so happy about that.
You know, exactly. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
You've chosen one more song for us. You've got a Jamie XX song, All Under One Roof Raving.
This is one of my favourite tracks. I was so happy when I saw that.
It was so good. It's something that's just super reminds me of home and mm-hmm. how amazing that sort of like melting pot London can be. You know, all those samples from those hardcore footage that comes up at the beginning, which is epic. And I think there was an interview where he said something along the lines, I think he was on the X's tour, and said like he made this track when he was missing home, because it just kind of epitomizes everything that's amazing about London, the music that comes out of there, how it's sort of like this post dubstep trip hop that's real ambient, and yeah, it's just so sick.
Oh, so cool. We're just so glad you're doing a show on B. We're so happy to have you.
Thank
and the
you.
Show's yeah. sounding awesome.
Thank you very much.
So cool to chat. Thank you so much, Gold Tooth, for joining us for Bosom Selector today. Everyone can tune in to 95BFM 7 till 9 this Saturday and every other Saturday after that to listen to Goldtooth's Goldmine, or if you just can't wait, of course you can catch it online via the Becasts.
Yeah, lock in.
Awesome, thank you so much, Ehua. Have an awesome rest of your day.
And yourselves.
Thank you.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Thank you. like. You know, like, we're doing what we 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 like. You know, like.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.